This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Vermont Catholic Bishop Christopher Coyne is being called a liar. Like other pro-life advocates, the bishop says abortions happen up to birth. He has now been targeted by PolitiFact, who used layers of rhetoric to say he was truthful but was mostly false. They say he missed loads of pro-abortion context. Speaking of context, those who think late abortions do not happen themselves avoid looking at the number of Vermont late-term abortions, the work of the Centers for Disease Control, and stats from pro-abortion groups like the Guttmacher Institute. Showing how citizen involvement works, hundreds of pro-life voters showed up to committee hearings in Arizona's capital to challenge efforts to embrace infanticide after failed abortions. With 17 members on the House committee, the vote was 0-8, with 2 voting present. That means those 2 and 7 more essentially ran for cover. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Population studies are finally getting proper examination. An op-ed at lifenews.com contends that the planet has too few people. Legislators in Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Utah are among states recording strong pro-life votes this week. And the recent loss in court means California must pay pregnancy support centers almost $400,000 for violating their free speech rights and forcing them to promote abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.